He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 1,214th time. I like that. Let it go. Whoa. What do you think, Nick? That's pretty cool.
I like that.
You like that? I don't know what it is, but I like it. Mr. East can tell me what that. I like that bad. Yeah. What's up, producer?
Not much.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
What's up?
It's Friday. So.
Yeah, 244-9234. All you scientists, chemists, and engineers, and all that good stuff. No math and stuff. No equations and atoms and Antons. Antons?
Sure, we'll go with that.
We got some good stuff and things for you today on the big show at 244-9234. That's 244-WBDG. Welcome back, y'all. I'm welcome back. Hey, last week I wasn't here because we had the 49.
We did have the marathon.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
It was cool.
It was cool. It's cool. We'll talk about that later, too. Okay, we got stuff and things. My guests only got about 10 minutes, so I don't want to waste those 10 minutes. But before I do that, what's on that thing up there?
Thanks to everyone for making the WBDG 49-49 Marathon a big success last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And remember, this episode of School Talk will replay Sunday at 2 p.m., and this is the second to last show. There will be no school on Monday, May 25th for Memorial Day, and this Sunday, May 24th, is the 99th Indianapolis 500. And that Memorial Day actually will be the last day off before the last day of school for sophomores and juniors. That's June 4th. For seniors, it's June 3rd. And for teachers, the last day of school is June 5th. And remember, if you're a senior, the Squire Zoo trip for seniors is June 4th, and permission slips can be picked up and turned in the main office. And graduation will take place Saturday, June 13th at the Indiana Farmers Coliseum. That's been another edition of...
Kinga, you talk like me. Real fan. I love it. That's cool. Hey, we got stuff and things to talk about. And I call him Nick. What's your mama call you?
Nick.
What's your students call
or
you?
Or hey you.
And your students call you?
Mr. Michener.
And you teach?
Chemistry and ICP here.
At what school?
Ben Davis.
I knew that last week. Well, welcome to the big show. Welcome to School Talk. Hey, you're doing great things. You've been doing great things. You're IU grad. Hey, push button for that because I like IU grad.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
Hoosier through and through.
Hey, because two of my girls went to IU and Eastern went to IU and I went to IU, but they wouldn't let me in. But anyway, so I went to ISU. Just kidding about that. I did go to ISU. But anyway, welcome to the big show. Relay for Life.
That's right.
Coming up.
That's right. It's actually next Saturday, the 30th of May, from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. over at the Chapel Hill track.
How'd you get involved in Relay for Life?
Actually, when I started working here, started teaching here, I asked, you know, what's something that I could get involved in? What is something that I could help out with? What's a big event? Because that's one thing I always like doing, regardless of where I am, wherever I'm teaching. I like to get involved a lot. So I just kind of asked around, and it was suggested, hey, we've got this Relay for Life event. It's a big district-wide thing. It's not just Ben Davis. It's all of Wayne Township. And, you know, we could always use extra help. So I said, sure. I had never done Relay before, but learned pretty quick what it was all about and have done it now. This is my third year participating in it.
And that leads me to my next question. Like, my grandson runs track, and he does the 4x4 relay. But this is Relay for Life. So what does that really mean?
So what it is, Relay for Life is a great way for the whole community to come together, and it's to bring awareness and to raise money for the fight against cancer.
Oh.
You hear the word relay, so people sometimes think, oh, we're running the whole time. And yeah, right. Not quite. We do have teams, and we actually have people walking the track the whole time. So people kind of like trade off walking around, and we're going to have tents set up and campsites set up. All the different schools are going to have different stations and different areas set up with games and food, and there's going to be entertainment, but it is a relay technically because we are walking or running the whole time. And you can kind of, like I said, trade out with people. But it's a big fun event every year. Everybody, like always hundreds and hundreds of people come out every year. Dr. Butz will for sure be there.
Hey.
So it's a really, really good time and brings a lot of awareness to the cause.
When you think about cancer and how many people that affect, wow. I mean, I will go as far as to say that every person listening to this show can mention someone in their family or their real close circle has been affected by this disease.
And that's why this event is such a big thing, because it really, honestly, I can't think of a single person that I've ever talked to that could say, no, I don't know anybody that's been affected by cancer. Mm. It's everybody has somebody that they can mention, a friend, family member, friend of a friend, somebody that they can say a first name of. I know such and such has been affected by cancer. Mm-hmm. So it's not something that just affects, oh, that people, those people over there, that person over there, anything like that. It's affecting every single person. And so this event is really about bringing everybody together with that common theme of saying, you know what, we're fighting back against cancer. We're going to do something about it. And we're not just going to sit back because it's affecting every single person.
And that's huge too, because sometimes you feel helpless, especially when your loved ones are hurting or your friends are hurting and you want to help and you can't physically do anything. Mm-hmm. You can't take the pain. I'm a father and grandfather, and when my kids hurt, I want to physically really take that pain on myself, mm-hmm. off of them, and you can't do it. But this is a way that you can do something to help someone in the future and the present. Mm-hmm. With your presence, your time, mm-hmm. and your money. You know, and it's all about research.
It is.
And you know something about research.
That's true.
As it pertains to the
sciences.
The science side, right. Yeah.
And honestly, and all of this money is going directly to the American Cancer Society. Mm-hmm. So we don't make any of the team captains. You know, we're not making money doing this. Me and Mrs. Keller, for instance, here, are the team captains here for the high school. This is all strictly a volunteer basis with the American Cancer Society because we know how important it is. So, and we have a pretty lofty goal this year, but I think we can make it. So, okay. We actually have a goal of making $27,000. So, for the district, which I think is definitely doable. I think last year they said even just the day of the event we raised over $10,000.
Wow.
So, just with people coming out, people donating. We had last year somebody that was there from Locks of Love to donate. You can cut off your hair and donate your hair. We had lots of events, lots of entertainment going. I know we have a lot of entertainment coming this year. This year they had talked about doing something of some sort of like a talent show, like Wayne's Got Talent, like in the middle of the day. So anybody who wants to participate in that, the Ben Davis tent, we're gonna have a s'mores station so people can roast marshmallows and make s'mores, and we're gonna be selling shirts and everything like that. So it's just a really good time. A lot of students, a lot of teachers, a lot of just community members come out just to see it and support it. Even people driving by, they see this huge event, they kind of stop in just to see what it's all about. So it's a really neat thing for the community for sure.
How do they get involved? Who can they call? Who do they email? Who do they text? Who do they tic-tac-toe, tic-tac-tac-pack.
Easiest way is if you go to relayforlife.org, mm-hmm. And you search for the Wayne Township Relay for Life. So just you can just type in the search bar to search Wayne Township. Our event's going to come up. And so there's different teams you can join. And it's just kind of like as friendly competition, really, mm-hmm. as we raise money. So Ben Davis High School has their own team. So if a student or a community member wants to be part of that, the elementary schools have their own team. There's community partners that have their own teams that are going to be out there. So they can go on the website, they can sign up for a team, or they can come strictly to the event if they haven't signed up, and they can sign up there. So they're going to ask for a small donation, probably a couple dollars when you come in, but they'll sign you up, they'll get you on a team, and you can come in, you can kind of participate in all the events. So there is something new this year that we want to make sure everybody does know. This year, if you are under 18, they are going to ask that you bring somebody over 18 with you, unless you have signed up beforehand with a teacher to be chaperone. So, for instance, we've got a couple of clubs that are coming that I sponsor, and so they've all been under, I guess, I'm their chaperone. We've signed them up ahead of time, so they're fine. But if students are just coming to the event, if they're under 18, they have to bring somebody over 18 with them. So we want to make sure people understand that and know that, because that's new this year.
That's huge. That makes sense. So what if you want to form your own team?
Well, you can. You just go on the website. Just go literally go on the Relay for Life. Start your own team. You can be team captain. I mean, right now with it being a week away, it's going to be hard to kind of raise funds with that. So it might be more cost beneficial to join a team. Exactly. So because there's a ton of teams out there, a ton of teams that you can join. And so it's just, it's a big thing. So it's really cool.
So what you could do if you got 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 mm-hmm. folks in your family that want to come out, and you don't want to form a team, you tank and join another team and say, we're part of the Johnson team, but you're here for the same cause.
Exactly. So all of it's going to one thing. So we do have lots of cool things. The whole theme this year is superheroes. So we've got different lap themes that are going to be announced. Like people are going to come dressed up superheroes or villains and things like that. So the whole overall theme is superheroes and fighting back against cancer. So it's a pretty neat theme this year that we're pretty excited about. We think we'll do a lot of good things with.
Well, folks, that sounds awesome because it is a team event. and individual participants are welcome. Mm-hmm. You're not required to stay the whole time, so your mm-mm. part of your team could be there. You know, so but once I heard that once you get it, it's hard to leave. So
it is because you're having a lot of fun. You're seeing people. You're hanging out. You're walking, and there's gonna be music going the whole time and entertainment, and it's just a really good time.
I know you gotta go to class, and thanks. Need more coffee. Thanks for stopping in. So when is ours? And time and location.
So next Saturday, May 30th, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. at the Chapel Hill track.
Okay.
10 a.m. Yep.
10 a.m. Give me that paper. I said, told the teacher, give me that paper. That's this paper.
I have
to. Give me my paper. But so I want to make sure that you folks check this out because it is 10 a.m. and it's next Saturday. I don't care what's going on with the race or anything else. You know, this is a race for life.
That's right.
So you got to be here. Check it out, you know, and yes, that's a long time, 10 a.m., 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. to come on and show your support next Saturday. Perfect. Well, Nick, as they say, you got to go. I know Adam's got to be split. And you
right.
But I thank you for what you're doing. And anytime you're doing something great, you want us to know about it, hey, you're welcome to come to this window, what I call Bum Rush My Show, and just tell us, if you stand there, I know you got something to say, and we'll bring you right on in.
Awesome. Okay? I appreciate the time a lot. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'm sorry you got to leave.
That's
but
all right, yeah.
I wish you could stay
that.
Longer, but hey, busy teacher.
That's right.
You
know, yeah, thanks again.
Yeah, teach those students. Oh, man, we're going to clear the board and talk some more stuff. I want to talk some more about Relay for Life when we come back. Give me about 30 seconds. Come on back and talk some more stuff on School Talk.
My son Aiden has asthma. Secondhand smoke has triggered his asthma so badly, he ended up in the emergency room and spent multiple nights in intensive care. Now he's on a whole bunch of medications. My tip to you is don't be shy about telling people not to smoke around your kids.
Half of U.S. kids are exposed to secondhand smoke. If you or someone you know wants help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
Yeah. Remember. It's the Relay for Life. Saturday, May 30th. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Am I right?
Yep, that's right.
And the location is next door at the...
at the Chapel Hill 78th Street Center.
And you're right. So be there or...
be square.
Yeah. Hey, that was cool. Hey, Mr. Easter.
What's up?
High five.
What's up?
That was cool, Nick. That was cool.
That was good.
Teacher Nick. How come teacher Nick?
He's a good guy.
Because that is so deep. I mean, the relay is so deep.
Is that because you can't say missioner?
Yeah. Oh, missioner. y'all know I'll butcher the English language. I love having my English teachers or English majors or English folks with English background, like Mr. Easter got an English degree, stuff like that. I'll just butcher. It's a whole new class. I don't know what I'm saying. Hey, but it's going to be cool. They're going to have a lot of good things there. I mean,
yeah, it's a great day.
The survivor's lap, we couldn't talk about, but all cancer survivors at the event will take the first lap around the track, celebrating their victory over cancer. And they'll be cheered by the participants. They better be cheered by the participants. Recognize and celebrate caregivers who give love, time, and support to their friends, family, neighbors, and coworkers facing cancer. Cancer is just a killer. No two ways about it. And we need to stamp it out. And folks like Nick and folks like us, you know, who are supporting this, you know, and folks like you to support this is really, really, really helpful because I don't like cancer. Okay, I hate cancer. And so many forms, you know, it's not just one form of cancer that we're battling. So, folks, just you wanna do something. Now's your chance to do something instead of just sitting around getting mad like me. I also had a luminary ceremony. Did I say that right, Mr. Easter?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Takes place after dark. So you can remember people who have lost the battle to cancer and honor people who have fought cancer in the past and support those who are still fighting the cause. Candles, they're lit inside a personalized bag and are placed around the track. That looks cool at nighttime. Hopefully no Indiana rain stays away because May.
It doesn't rain in Indiana.
I know it don't rain, it just rains.
Springtime.
Sprinkles.
Never rains. You know,
so it's going to be a great deal. They have the fight back ceremony. The fight back ceremony, and then they tell me this is very emotional. part of the ceremony. It inspires the relay participants to take action, to fight back. You know, don't just sit there and take it, but fight back. And that's it's going to be interesting.
Well, and then every hour has, as he said, a theme too. Mm-hmm. And that's always fun.
Yeah. And it's, you can hear the music way across. Or McDonald's, or down the street, you know.
Right.
You can hear the folks as they applaud the participants. And if you're wondering about the history of Relay for Life, I did a little research.
Little.
And it was back in May 1985. Dr. Cordy Clatt walked and ran for 24 hours around the track in Tacoma, Washington, ultimately raising $27,000.
Wow.
To help the American Cancer Society fight the nation's biggest health concern, which is cancer. A year later, 340 supporters joined the overnight event. Since those first steps, the Relay for Life movement has grown into a worldwide phenomenon, raising nearly $5 billion, with a B, to fight cancer. And that's the thing about this cancer thing. It's a fight. Because all the money that is being raised and still being raised, it's going to research, it's still trying to find that answer, trying to find that cure.
Well, and there is, you know, some forms of cancer are more treatable than others. Yeah. Some can be cured. Others, you know, can you go into remission. You know, just, and then there are some cancers that are horribly aggressive.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I mean, there's, you know, pancreatic cancer, for example, is one of those that's just, if it's not caught early, you've got some trouble on your hands there.
Prostate cancer.
Prostate cancer.
Yeah. That reminds me, I got to get a checkup.
Yeah.
You know, I need to do that.
If you're of a certain age, you know, man, I'm reaching 40.
Yeah.
You know, put your pride aside.
You got to put your pride aside.
Get that stuff checked. It's quick and simple and, you know, colonoscopy, do all those things because, you know, I heard
colon cancer. You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heard an ad on the radio just the other day. It was a guy who was talking about how he took care of himself and everything. And, you know, he put off just because he never felt like he needed one, mm-hmm. put off having a colonoscopy. So he was playing golf with a doctor one day. And, you know, he said, "Hey, doc, you know, doctor says, so have you had your physical lately?" He said, "No, you know, my physical." Was like, "Well, we're going to get you in. You had a colonoscopy?" "Nope." "Well, we're going to do that first thing."
And yeah.
They did it and they found cancer.
Wow.
But they got it quick and apparently doing well. And you know, it just is one of those things. So many cancers don't have any signs. Skin cancer. Skin cancer can be deadly.
Yeah. And remember way back in the day when we were going out to get, well, when you get in the suntan, anyway, when you get in the suntan, and we didn't think about the rays from the sun,
right?
I do tan, but we're soaking it up like soup and like water, like just soaking it up, and then now. They say it's not good to soak up all that sun without, you know, without protection.
Well, and you know the ozone. I don't understand all the different. All the different chemicals that are in the atmosphere and things have really hurt the atmosphere's ability to bounce back the UV rays, which are the ones that really are harmful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they used to say, well, you need some sun. You need to get out in the sun.
Yeah,
sure
did.
Yeah. You know, it used to be when I was little, oh, you got to get a tan. Now it's actually people that are healthy are the ones that are, you know.
Yeah, not been hanging out in the sun.
Not been out in the sun.
That is wild. You know, that is freaky. Another thing is, like, okay, for you men out there,
they said if you're young and you had a sunburn, like a real bad sunburn,
mm-hmm.
your chances of developing skin cancer are higher.
Wow.
Because, you know, your skin was damaged at a young age.
Mm.
And, you know, I look on my arms. I mean, I watch because I've got little moles and things on, you know. You just got to keep an eye on your body.
What do you think it's come from?
You got to know your body.
I thought it was dirt.
You really do. I know that sounds really
crazy.
Really crazy, but you know, if you've got a place on your body and suddenly it changes,
that's
you
that's
better get that checked out, you know, or you kind of feel, there's a bump right there. You know, you
got women, same way.
Checked out. Yeah.
Women, you know, breast cancer.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Men, breast cancer.
Men with breast cancer. Yeah, that freaked me out.
You know, my mother, she, you know, passed away in December, and she's a breast cancer survivor.
Okay.
She had been a breast cancer survivor for about 7 years. And, you know, she had the surgery and all that. And, mm-hmm. you know, the surgery that she went through, she came right through that.
Right, right.
I mean, it was fast, but it was everything after the surgery. It was the chemotherapy.
Wow.
It was the, you know, everything else. She ended up getting kind of blood poisoning related to the treatment. She was on this medicine. It gave her a heart attack.
Dang.
The medicine did, because it, you know, you're essentially the chemotherapy is killing the cancer cells, but it also, I mean, it's kind of like nuclear bombing your body almost, in that it harms other cells as well. But you're trying to kill the cancer cells, but it's also doing, you know, damage in a way to other things. And that's why people get sick. And it was a hard go for her. Yeah. And, you know, we were really amazed how well she came through it. But, you know, after that, when she went to the doctor, about 3 or 4 years ago, we went to the doctor right around Christmas, mm-hmm. and they did an x-ray and they found like some things on a bone. And if you know anything about breast cancer, it jumps right. It's like what happened to Elizabeth Edwards, John Edwards' wife. Her breast cancer jumped into her ribs.
Wow.
And that's, you know, always a danger. And so it was in her shoulder, and we thought, oh, goodness, you know. But it turns out that it was just ton of some calcium or something, extra deposits that were on her shoulder, and she was relieved with that. But there for a while, I mean, she was frightened that, oh, here we go again with all the, I mean, it is horrible to watch people go through. And, you know, since then, I've had other family members that have been diagnosed with breast cancer,
mm-hmm.
Not to the extent of my mother's. They were all caught earlier. My mother's was stage 3 when they caught it. Which stage 4 is, you know, as bad as it gets. Yeah. But it was already in stage 3 because she had skipped a couple of mammograms.
Wow. Wow.
She hadn't been feeling, you know, all that well, and she skipped a mammogram. And, that's what happened.
Like Nick said
just
before.
That fast.
Like Nick said before, you know, you can't think of no one that hasn't been affected in the family. My mother-in-law right now, breast cancer survivor. One of my daughters, cervical cancer, you know, so it affects us all. My mom passed, you know, she
my
had
mom's mom
lung
had breast
cancer.
Cancer.
She had lung cancer. So it's like it affects, you show me somebody who is not affected by, family's not affected by lung cancer, I'll show you a person who hasn't been born yet.
Coach Delahan,
yeah.
Cancer survivor.
You know, I mean, do young people think about breast cancer or cancer? What do they think about?
They do, because in freshman year, they tell you how to, you know, check for skin cancer and breast cancer. So I think everyone knows that it can happen when you're really young. A couple of years ago, I think there was a BD grad who died very young of melanoma. I think it was skin cancer. So we all know that there's that possibility that no one's really immune to it, no matter how old you are.
Well, and there's a young lady here that I know of, that I know Judy, one of the lunch ladies, knows is suffering from cancer.
Wow.
Because she was, you know, she's mentioned that young lady to me before, and I don't know the young lady's name, but I do know that it is something that our students do suffer with. And young men, you know, this is not a subject that you often talk about, but testicular cancer, mm-hmm. for young men is the number one cause of cancer.
Wow.
It's testicular cancer.
Wow.
So you got to check yourself.
Man, I tell you.
I mean, it is just, you know, because testicular cancer is extremely treatable.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't let it get to, you know, like where Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Remember, he had that. He had the testicular cancer, and it got worse, and it ended up metastasizing to his brain, and you know, he ended up surviving.
Yeah.
Certainly had his other problems with performance enhancing drugs and things from the.
I can go fast. Yeah, because you get the drug, dude.
But
drugs.
Very, you know, on the positive side, he used his bully pulpit to talk about the Live Strong and that movement. So, you know, kind of mixed emotions there about a lot of people have about Lance Armstrong, but still a man who remarkably survived brain cancer, you know, and other things.
I mean, he ran away from that. Can't catch me. All you men out there thinking about or not thinking about when it comes to colon cancer and the colonoscopy, you know, they say, I don't want to do that. I'm due for another one. But the thing is, this is what this part that freaked me out. When I went in and they put, I went in there and they got me all ready to go in. And then I was sitting in the doctor's office, a prep room, and they told me, well, you're going to give it a shot and then I want you to count backward from 10 because they put you under with, you know, anesthesiology. So they gave me the shot. They said, count back from 10. And then I said, 10, 9. Next thing I said, when y'all going to start?
It was over.
They said, what? I said, when y'all gonna start? He said, sir, you're in recovery now. We're done. That was it. The hardest part was taking all the liquids prior to the procedure because you gotta clean your system out. So you got like all this liquid Gatorade stuff and drink, and laxative to clean your whole system out. That's the hardest part for me. And then, like I said, the procedure itself, I didn't know I even had it, and it was over. And then I was a funny part, and there is a funny part, when I was leaving the hospital. I do remember prior to me getting in those hospital jammies, you know, with the back out and the back freezing, I put my clothes in a bag and I put it in a locker. So I'm walking out of the hospital. I'm done now. Walking off slow. I'm medicated because you can't drive after that. So I'm walking out of the hospital with my clothes on, and I stop. Oh. I forgot my clothes in my bag in my closet. My wife said, what? I go back and get my clothes. She said, what clothes? I said, I put my clothes in the bag. She said, dummy, you got your clothes on. I was still under the medication. I don't know what I had on, but it's like, I was still thinking about, last thing I remember, I put my clothes on, put them in the bag, and put them in the closet. And then I'm walking out of the hospital, and I'm saying, wait, I'll go back and get my clothes.
You didn't feel a draft?
I don't know what kind of drugs they use, but it was good.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to do it. If you love yourself, love your family, you got to get your colon check, prostate check. You got to do everything you can. Women the same way. If you love yourself, love your family.
Gotta pop the hood. Take a look.
You got to do it. You know, just got to go. Do what you got to do. You know.
And you know, I know some people are like, well, I don't want to do it because I just don't want to know.
Yeah,
I guess I understand that. But
so you just wanted to hit you, knock you out, and kill you,
right?
And you don't want to see it coming. Here I come. Come around the corner, but here come death. Gotcha. No, boy, that's stupid. I said it. Stupid. Yeah.
It don't make no sense.
You don't want to. Okay, I mean, newsflash, you're going to die. We all, and I don't mean to go there, y'all, but I did, but we all are going to die. Mm-hmm. I mean, okay, the royal family over there in the royal families. the Westminster Abbey is a mausoleum. That's a beautiful cathedral, but it's a mausoleum. So when a royal family is born, they are given 2 crypts in that mausoleum. Because they're born and they know they're going to die. So they're already given their final resting place the day they are born. That's deep.
I don't want to get there in a hurry, though.
They already know what's there. So they, you know, they.
Because life is wonderful.
That's what you don't want to see come.
Life
you
is wonderful.
You don't want to see a Grim Reaper come. Here I come, boy. You want to enjoy your life.
I want to punch him in the face.
So therefore, you want to do everything you can to stay here as long as you can so you can keep that booger off of you.
Yeah, because my mom punched him in the face when he came for her.
Get away. Go away.
Yeah.
You know, everybody broke their head, but they don't want to die.
Yeah.
I said that.
She lived another 7 years after that.
You know, the will to live is beautiful, you know, But you got to take care of yourself.
Right.
Extend that time, you know, because things happen. Some stuff happen we don't have no control over, but you got to fight. You know, you got to fight the power. Fight the power. You know, oh. You know, but really life is fighting. They fighting. They're going to be out there on May 30th fighting from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. You got to come out and check them out because you got to get in this fight, too. Because I know somebody you know in your family or in your friend circle are fighting with this terrible disease.
And, well, and, you know,
knock them out.
A Relay for Life is about all forms of cancer. You know, yep. There are some like Susan B. Komen, which focuses in on breast cancer and things like that. But Relay for Life takes in all forms of cancer. And I remember we were there 5 or 6 years ago. We were doing interviews. And
I remember
one,
that.
One of our young lady, Kelly Garten, went up to a man and she said, "Sir, why are you here? What's your purpose for being here today?" "Well, I'm a cancer survivor." "How many?" "Well, that's great. How many times have you had cancer?" "How many?" You know, she asked. I can't remember how it came up. He said seven times.
Yeah.
He had survived.
Fight it.
Seven
fight.
Times.
You know, you ain't taking me out.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm fighting.
That man punched the Grim Reaper right in the face.
Kicked him in the chin.
Yeah.
The shins and the ankles. Stepped on his big toe, too. You know, pop him. Mama said, "Knock you out."
But those are the kinds of those are the kinds of inspiring stories you hear at Relay for Life.
Oh, yeah. 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 You want to? Yeah. That is true.
Those are really the kind of inspiring things. And, you know, it's taken on kind of a new meaning for me since my mother and the other members of my family have had it. But you never know when it could help you.
And that's one thing, you know, hearing other folks' trials and tribulations and their struggles, that does help you. Hopefully helps you appreciate what you have, not what you don't have. You know, through other folks' pain, you know, and just pray for them, but be thankful that, you know, you're doing what you're doing, and be thankful. You know, don't take life for granted. You know, enjoy it to the fullest. You know, have fun, smile, have a Coke and a smile. Okay, that's a promo.
All right, Coco,
we want some money. We want some money. If I say your name, you gotta send us some money for our program. You know, not to me. Send it to Wayne Township, and I'm dedicated to the radio program.
Please send that to 1200 North Georgia Road, Indianapolis.
All right, well, we overtime, but you're still sitting here. So good job on the marathon. I will say that again. Good job on the marathon.
It was fun.
Maybe next week we bring some kids in and talk about the marathon, what their experience was.
Well, next week's your last show.
I don't care. Oh, that's your show.
Yeah.
Your show. So, the last show, the producer is the host.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Then we're not back until July.
What?
Well, August. August.
I'll just jump over. I'll go to play some jazz. Get me on a smooth jazz. I miss you on some time. I gotta get back over there. You play some good stuff. It's just good programming on the jazz side. I appreciate that. All right. Well, it's Relay for Life. Saturday.
Yeah, May
30th. May 30th, 10 to 10. Be there or be.
Square.
Like she said. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the ones you hang with. So, okay, be a copycat, just copyright cat like Nick. Hey, he's a scientist. You know, when he was a kid, he said he had the science kit and everything. And that was pretty cool. The microscope and stuff like that. That's pretty cool. Anyway, don't get hung with the right crowd. Don't get home with the wrong crowd. Hang with the right crowd. Hey, hang out on Relay for Life on May 30th. You can do that. What's this? I like this. Guess what, man? Be a man. Pull up your pants. I just can't stand fagging. I don't get it. It should be over. The fad's over. You know, just pull them up. Get you a belt. Get a job. Stay out of trouble. Make a lot of money. Be here next Saturday, but pull those pants. I'm tired of seeing DVDs and The views expressed in schools are necessary. Views of MSU, Wayne Township, Bendios High School, Giant 90 Pie, Giant 90.5, Giant, I can't stand sagging pants, messing my whole monologues. Or is it dialogue or interlogue or interlogue or something? Just pull them up. Next week is your show, Bree.
Yep.
Knock them out of the park.
Okay.
See you next week on Score Talk.